Sunday morning. Thank you for being here, and a special welcome to those of us who are visiting this morning. For those who don't know me, my name is Annie McCullough. I'm the church co-chair. Our other church chair, Melissa Velez-Luce, is representing us, along with our senior pastor, Greg Meesmore, and his wife, Charlotte, at the denomination's annual meeting that wrapped up last night in Minneapolis. They were joined by many others from our church who are representing many areas in our denomination's ministries, and please pray for their safe travels as they begin to make their way back home this week. I'd like to turn your attention to two inserts in the bulletin this morning. The first is this bright blue one. Next Sunday is Covenant Harbor Sunday for us at Edgebrook. Our own pastor, Greg, has been invited to preach there, and because of that, we will not be having worship next Sunday here. So don't come here Sunday morning. Well, you can, but you'll be alone. Details about all of it can be found on this blue insert regarding the opportunity. The boathouse is reserved for our congregation, and lunch is provided, so you don't need to pack a lunch. Your deacons probably have been contacting you, but for one more Sunday, when you sign the blue attendance pad that's in your rows, which you can do now, put a check mark next to your name if you're planning on attending, and a plus sign next to your name if you need transportation. We just want to make sure that we don't miss anyone. Next, on your lavender insert, you'll see info on our summer food pantry ministry. Please remember this summer that we're bringing non-perishable food and paper goods to benefit the North Park Friendship Center, and you can find a list of their greatest needs on this insert. And I just have one last announcement this morning. The 4th of July parade, we're participating in the 4th of July parade again, along with Edgebrook Lutheran Church, to promote our Vacation Bible School that we do jointly. You'll remember our Vacation Bible School is hosted here this year, and Desiree Robertson is one of our leader for that. The calendar says that the lineup is at 10:30 a.m., but it's actually at 10:45. The parade start time has been moved back to 11:30, so you can meet at the Edgebrook Lutheran parking lot at 10:45. If you are late, you can meet us at the start-off spot, but it is not in front of Edgebrook School this year. For those of you who have been doing it for the past 10 years, we are not meeting in our normal spot because of all the construction on Devon. It's been rerouted, and so we're meeting in front of the fire station instead. If you have any questions about it, you can contact Desiree or Pastor Greg, but it's pretty much just show up and hand out candy and flyers. So now I invite you to stand and prepare your hearts as we read the responsive call to worship that will be up on the screen. We come together as one. We come to worship and praise the God who calls us here. And God will be glorified.
Please join me in prayer. God, it is great to be here again. Let everything we do and say be alive with your Spirit. Make this hour special to remind us you are present in every hour, that your voice can be heard at every moment, in every day, in every place. Lord, let your Spirit fall upon our gathering this morning and unfold us in hope. Let our worries and anxieties fade in the abundance of your presence as we seek your voice. We pray all of this in your name, using the prayer you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament lesson this morning comes from 2 Chronicles 7, 11 through 18. You can find that passage on page 680 in your pew Bible. It will also be displayed on the screen. The Lord appears to Solomon. When Solomon had finished the temple of the Lord and the royal palace, and had succeeded in carrying out all he had in mind to do in the temple of the Lord and in his own palace, the Lord appeared to him at night and said, "I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifices. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people, if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. As for you, if you walk before me faithfully as David your father did, and do all I command and observe my decrees and laws, I will establish your royal throne as I covenanted with David your father when I said, 'You shall never fail to have a successor to rule over Israel.'" The New Testament scripture this morning comes from James 2, verses 1 through 13. It can be found on page 1880 in the Pew Bible. Favoritism forbidden. My brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, must not show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in filthy old clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, "Here's a good seat for you," but say to the poor man, "You stand there," or "Sit on the floor by my feet," have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my dear brothers and sisters, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are blaspheming the noble name of him to whom you belong? If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking it. For he who said, "You shall not commit adultery," also said, "You shall not commit murder." If you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I now want to invite all of our children to come forward for a time of young disciples. Anyone else? Okay. So this morning, I thought it would be fun to draw a picture for you guys, because you guys are always drawing pictures for us, and I also got these awesome new markers on Friday, and they are brand new, and they are shiny, and they have all the ink in them because I was really careful and put the caps back on. So, I thought, because the other week you guys sang that Fruits of the Spirit song, that I was going to draw an apple tree for you. So what color is the trunk of the tree?
Brown.
Brown, okay, perfect. Let's do that. Look how pretty the color is. So much ink. Okay, and then what color are the apples?
Red.
That's right, I'll put some pretty red apples on the tree. It's true. And what color are the leaves when the apples are out? What color are the leaves of a tree? Green. I don't have a green marker, so I guess I can't really draw leaves. That's fine. What about the grass? What color? There wouldn't be apples on the tree in fall. Green. Oh, I don't have green still. What about the sky? I can draw the sky. Oh, I don't have a blue. I have pink. I could draw some pink flowers. That might be pretty. I have orange. I could draw some orange flowers, maybe. Or the sun. I could draw the sun. But I can't draw the stems. I don't have green still. I really didn't buy enough markers, I guess. Huh. I'm going to bring enough markers here. Okay, so what do you guys think of my apple tree? What do you guys think? Does it look like an apple tree? It's okay, but I also have these crayons with me, and they're kind of broken, and this one's really small, and the wrapper's ripped on this one. But these look like the colors I need, right? Because we talked about green a lot. And I could add some green leaves in if I just use these broken crayons, which I did not want to use this morning, because I didn't really love how they looked. They weren't as cool as my markers. But look, I have a blue sky we could do. Oh wait, you know what, I should add the stems, right? And the grass. This is so much fun. I made an orange sun, so I don't have to use this yellow crayon. But all right, what do you think? Is that a better tree?
Yes.
What do you guys think? Is that better? Thanks. Well, you know, the way that these crayons and markers work together to make this picture reminds me of the way the kingdom of God is supposed to work. So you guys know that all people come in all shapes and sizes and ages, and some of you are little like you guys, and some of you are old like some of us. But did you know that every single one of us on this earth is a child of God, and he loves all of us, not just the shiny markers? And just like these crayons and markers needed each other to make this picture, God knows that we need each other to be better and to make the world more like his kingdom. Sometimes you guys might feel little and feel like you can't do as much as the adults here, but we need you here at church to help make it better and to, with your worship and your presence here. And your classmates at school or daycare are God's children too, and they need you to help make those places more special and complete. So I'm going to, hang on. I do have some more crayons, and I'm going to give each one of you a crayon to help remember. So first of all these crayons, they are all different colors, and they're all different shapes and sizes, and I'm going to give each of you one of them, so come up and take one. No. To remind you, because they're all different colors and shapes and sizes, I want you to remember how special you are in God's eyes. But it's hard to draw a picture with just one crayon, right? We just saw that. So you guys need to share with each other to make a whole picture, and that will help you remember that you need each other to make the kingdom of God complete. Okay, so go color your picture.
God does remind us that we do need each other to make the kingdom of God complete. And God sets before us a great hope, asks for the best in us, and calls us to reach beyond ourselves to share in the lives of others. So let us respond to the needs of the church with generosity and joy. Will the ushers please come forward? Please stand and join in singing the doxology. This morning, we welcome Desiree Robertson to the pulpit to share God's word. This church knows Desi as our youth pastor and worship leader, and many of you have known her as a child of this church or possibly as your own child. But Desi has just finished her first year at North Park Theological Seminary working toward her Master's of Divinity. And as you know, in a few weeks, she's preparing to take our high school kids to CHIC. So we'd like to welcome Desi, and we're glad that you have the opportunity, Desi, to share what God has placed on your heart.
Thank you, Eric, and thank you to this congregation. This is such a different place for me to be. I had to spend like 10 times as long thinking about what I was going to wear this morning, because normally I'm sitting behind this piano and no one gives a care what I'm wearing. But today I was like, oh no, I'm standing up in front of people. What am I going to wear? It was a little panic attack. Don't worry, we made it out alive. Today I'm wondering how many of you have been following the World Cup? Anybody? Okay, like 6 of you. That's great. Well, you're in good company, because Zach and I are like World Cup super fans. And I won't even pretend that the level at which we indulge in World Cup watching is anything short of an obsession. Between the two of us, we've watched almost every minute of every match. We've both filled out our FIFA 2018 World Cup brackets. If I'm honest, my bracket is rubbish. It's fine. But it's a weird, random mix of like reckless decisions that I made that are like kind of actual predictions and kind of hopeful outcomes. But I don't really care, because it gives me something to cheer for in each match, however likely or unlikely my preferred outcome might be. Who are you cheering for, you might ask?